This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We were just talking the other day on this show about one of the ingenious technologies behind cryptocurrency Bitcoin called the blockchain and how it might be used for other things. Well, today there's news that the NASDAQ is doing just such an experiment. The result might change how private companies trade shares, Marketplace's Stan Alcorn reports.
When you sell shares in a private company, it's, well, private. The sales are tracked on separate private spreadsheets held by the lawyers of the company and the buyers and sellers, whereas the blockchain-based system that NASDAQ is piloting will be more like a single Google Doc that everyone can see.
Yeah, that's not bad. You're getting close, but there's an extra level of security in terms of reading it.
Brad Peterson runs global technology for NASDAQ, and he says it is a shift from trusting the lawyer's work to trusting a ledger based on Bitcoin's blockchain technology.
Everyone has a copy of the blockchain ledger. They're all validating that that transaction, in fact, did take place.
There are reasons not to trust.
The best argument against using the Bitcoin blockchain is that it's new.
Jim Harper is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute.
It's only been around for a few years and hasn't had the real testing that it probably needs.
But if NASDAQ's experiment goes well, he thinks that may open the door for more major markets to move to the blockchain. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.